Hello, everyone, and welcome to the RV Inspection and Care podcast and video. I'm Dwayne. I'm a certified RV inspector. And today we're going to be talking about the do's and don'ts of RVing, part two. Now, if you missed my video that was part one from last week, be sure to go back and check it out. There's lots more do's and don'ts in that video as well. These two videos are really about some of the best advice that I can give about things to do and things not to do if you're an RVer. And it really doesn't matter what your skill level is. There's going to be something in there for just about everybody. So let's go ahead and let's get started on the do list for this video. Number one on the list is do check RV seals and joints often. Now, the joints for RVs are often found where the front cap and the back cap meets the walls, but there's more than that. There's also joints and seals up on the roof that need to be examined. What you're looking for is you don't want to see holes in the sealant where the sealant is cracking or where it's been rubbed away. If you find those things, then replace that sealant right away. You see, the whole idea is you don't want water intruding into the RV, because if it does, it can do major damage very quickly and be very expensive. So check your RV seals, joints, and sealant often. Number two on the do list is have an electric management system that will protect your entire RV's electrical system. Last week, I mentioned how that from one campground to another, you can find differences in the water pressure. Well, the same is true in the quality of the electrical connection there. In one campground, it'll be great. In another campground, it can be downright dangerous. And don't just settle for a surge protector. I made a video about this that can be very helpful. It will compare the differences between electric management systems and surge protectors and help you determine what's best for you. So be sure to watch the video. Next up on the do list is have a tire pressure monitoring system with enough sensors to cover every tire on your RV's rig. If you have a towable RV, then it's probably being towed by a tow vehicle. If you have a motorhome, then you might be towing a towed vehicle. Have sensors for every tire in the rig, and then monitor them. The advantage of this is as you go down the highway, if there are problems that develop with a tire, then you can know about it very often, at least. It will give you hints. And you may be able to save yourself from a tire blowout. This has happened to us. We were able to save a major problem with our tires by having a tire pressure monitoring system and watching it carefully. Next on the do list is know your rig's weight. A lot of RVers don't know that. They're just going down the highway, and as they go, they buy this thing and that thing and bring it in the RV and figure that as long as they've got space left in the RV, well, then they're fine. But that's not true. Be sure you know what the weight limit is for your RV. Know what the weight limit is for the cargo that you can bring in, and then don't go above that. That way you won't overload the RV and you can stay safe while you travel. Next on the do list is get an RV inspection on any RV that you buy, new or used. Now, there's still a lot of RV buyers that don't follow this advice. And you really should follow the advice because, think about it, almost any town or city out there has an inspection department whose function is to go out and make sure that any building that's constructed is done according to code and is safe. Well, then why would you want to buy a home on wheels and not have it inspected properly? Yes, I recommend using certified NRVIA inspectors. They know what they're looking for. They can make sure what the shape of that RV really is. You know, we hear a lot of complaints about people buying RVs, but the vast majority, if not almost all of them, have not done their due diligence before buying and then did not get an RV inspection as they should. Don't be one of those people. Now let's go to the next section, and that is our don'ts section. And number one on that list goes right along with what I just talked about RV inspections. Don't take ownership or delivery of an RV until all the major problems that the inspector found have been fixed. This is especially true with dealers. If you take that RV off the lot before you fix the issues the inspector found, there's a very good chance that you're going to be put at the very back of the repair line, and it may be weeks or months before they get to you. You are no longer a high priority on their list. But if you take that list that the inspector gives you of issues that was found, you give it to the dealer and tell them, I'm not taking this RV until these are fixed to my satisfaction. Suddenly, you get all kinds of attention, and they're quick to take care of things because they want that RV off their lot. So don't take delivery till the things that are major on that list are cared for. Number two on the don't list, don't use an RV service tech or repair facility without checking out their online reviews. There's lots of repair techs, there's lots of service facilities for RVs, but they are not all the same, not by a long shot. So be sure you know a little bit about them before you take your rig to them. Having word of mouth testimonials is good, but it's also good to check the online reviews. So be sure you do that. Next on the don't list is don't procrastinate about caring for your RV's exterior. Now, a lot of RVers do this. They mean to go out and wash and wax their RV, but they know it's a big job. So instead, they just sort of put it off, and weeks turn into months and months turn into years. And next thing you know it, the outside of that RV looks terrible. So don't procrastinate caring for your RV's exterior. Wash and wax it often. Now, I made a video about this, about a system that I use to be able to wash and wax my RVs, my fifth wheel and my motorhome, at the same time, and it doesn't take me very long to do it, and it's not a lot of effort. So be sure you watch that video and see if that's a system that will work for you. And don't forget caring for the rubber and plastic parts on the outside by using a great UV inhibitor like 303 Aerospace Protectant. Next up on the don't list, don't procrastinate when a mouse gets into your RV. This is very important. A lot of people are very worried about that little mouse, but I'll tell you, the mouse can do a tremendous amount of damage to your RV in a very short time as they chew through wires behind walls and all kinds of things. And you're not going to appreciate getting a bill for many thousands of dollars. So make sure that when you know a mouse has gotten in, get on resolving that situation right away. Again, I made a video about this. I cover various means of tackling the situation and handling it. So take a good look at the video and see what you think might work best for you. Next up on the don't list is don't leave your campsite without one last walk around of the rig. It's amazing how you can easily forget some things. Maybe you're not feeling good that day. Maybe you've got your mind on something else. Maybe while you're packing up, the next door neighbor comes over and starts talking with you and gets you out of your rhythm. And then you just forget something. And then you drive off and find out it was something important. So before you leave your campsite, don't get out of there without making one last walk around, looking at everything as you go. And by the way, using a checklist for setting up your campsite and for taking it down is a very good habit to have. All right, those are the do's and the don'ts for this week. And I hope you found something in there that will be very helpful for you. But again, don't forget to watch my first video. There's another whole section of do's and don'ts there that will go right along with these as well. Remember, these videos are really made for your benefit. It's to help make all of your RV travels more safe and more pleasant. Well, that's it for now. Have safe and happy travels, my friends. Until next time.